I want to call your attention this evening for just a few moments to the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 2 and verse 11. We're going to talk about the man by the well. Exodus chapter 2 and verse 11. Would you stand with me as we read from the Word of God? Verse 11 says, well, it says something. There we go. There's verse 11. Now it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, that he went out to his brethren and looked at their burdens. And he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren. So he looked this way and that. And when he saw no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two Hebrew men were fighting. And he said to the one who did the wrong, why are you striking your companion? Then he said, who made you a judge over us? Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptian? So Moses feared and said, surely this thing is known. And when Pharaoh heard this matter, he sought to kill Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian. And he sat down by the well. Again, let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And may we be encouraged through your word tonight. Just be reminded that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and have all things under your control. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. The man by the well. Of course, that man is Moses. And to give you a little background on Moses, he was raised, of course, by Pharaoh's daughter. He would have been a very educated man. In Acts chapter 7, verse 22, it says he was learned in the wisdom of the Egyptians and that he was mighty in words and in deeds. So he is not only an educated, well-educated man, but he was just a mighty man. We'd call him in today's culture a man's man. He was a real man. And he had everything going for him until one day. Verse 11 says, one day he went out to his brethren, and he looked at their burdens. Now that word looked, I want to call your attention to for just a moment. It means to gaze or to fix your gaze upon something or to look at with attention. And what Moses did, he went out to see his brethren one day. He, of course, being an Israelite himself, he goes out to be in the midst of his brethren and he sees their abuse. He sees their heavy burden and he came to the point where he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren. He said, we're not going to have this. And so he looked one way and he saw nothing. He looked another way and he saw nothing. And he takes that Egyptian and kills him. And he thought that in protecting his brothers, fellow Israelites, that they would see him and that they would think, okay, God has sent this man, Moses, to be our deliverer. And it says that very thing in Acts chapter 7, verse 25. But the next day, Moses, thinking he's gotten away with it and all Israel's going to just hail him as their man, their deliverer from Egyptian bondage, he goes out the next day and he sees two of his Israelite companions fighting. And he intervenes. And as he intervenes, one of the Hebrews said, what are you going to do? Kill me like you killed the Egyptian? And Moses knew at that point he was in trouble. That his act of kindness toward his brethren has now leaked out. And if the Hebrews know, then Pharaoh is surely going to know. And so Pharaoh does find out and he seeks to kill Moses and Moses flees. He flees the country and Now, running for his life, we see Moses in Midian. And he's sitting by the well. Now, the thought comes to mind that Moses sitting here, this thing has swarmed on him. This has not at all turned out the way he thought it would turn out. And he's likely sitting there thinking, how did I get here? A short time ago, I was living in Pharaoh's house, the son of Pharaoh's daughter. And I did one act of kindness, and it brought me to this point. Sitting by the well, he has to think, my life's over. I'm done. Or so we might think. Now, the question had to come to his mind, what went wrong? And the answer to that question of what went wrong was nothing. Okay? Moses was indeed chosen by God to deliver Israel. And I guess if you could say anything went wrong, what went wrong was Moses took matters into his own hand. He saw the injustice of his people and he thought, I'll take care of this. But it was a big mistake. Because it was not God's appointed time. Amen. Moses was God's appointed man. But it was not God's appointed time. And therefore, when Moses started taking things into his own hands, well, it all went south. As I thought about that, I don't think I shared this with you. Maybe I have, but I was reading an article the other day. As you know, I'm quite the lover of food. I enjoy a good meal and I enjoy a good barbecue. And well, if you want good barbecue, go down to Texas, to Austin, Texas, and you'll eat the best brisket you have ever experienced in your life. Well, there's a place down there called Franklin's Barbecue. And they were interviewing the owner of Franklin's Barbecue and they asked him, what's the secret to good barbecue? And he said, the only way that you can learn the secret to making good barbecue is to make bad barbecue. And that statement stuck with me. Because, you know, it's usually that education that we get in the school of hard knocks where we really learn something. And I do not suggest that as you're a Christian, you gain your education and you ascend to being a good Christian by being a bad Christian. That's not the idea here. But I do suggest to you that sometimes we all make mistakes. Amen. We all do things. Sometimes we're trying to even do the right things for the right reasons and it just does not turn out well. And we find ourselves, have you ever been sitting by the well? What do? Lord, how did I get here? Lord, I was sincere in what I was doing. Lord, I had good intentions. I was trying to deliver, you know, I just hear Moses. I was trying to fix what was messed up in Egypt. But you know what the good part to this story is? The good part to this story was, in the life of Moses, yeah, he was sitting at that well, and I'm sure he was discouraged and disappointed, but the good news is that the best was yet to come. Amen. That's the message. That's the point. You know, the one thing I tell you I want you to get on Sunday nights, that's the one thing that I want you to get. You may be by that well. And you may have been by that well for a long time. It may be months, even years, and you're thinking, God, are you going to do anything? God, how long is this going to last? God, I did everything right. I did everything I was supposed to, and it's turned out wrong. Wait. Obviously, God's not through with you because you're still around.
Amen.
Okay? The best is yet to come. You look at the life of Moses and It doesn't get good until he spends 40 years with his father-in-law, you know, the priest of Midian. And then God appears to him in a burning bush and said, Moses, I've got a mission for you. You know how it goes, right? You know the story. And we'll not use a lot of time in telling you that story. But Moses is going to see God in the form of a burning bush. Moses is going to be sent to Egypt to face Pharaoh. He's going through the power of God, he will inflict plagues upon Pharaoh to let the children of Israel go. And ultimately, he will let the children of Israel go, and they will go out. And can you imagine? Here's the man that's going to stand on the banks of the Red Sea, and God's going to part that Red Sea, and he's the man that's going to lead God's people through on dry ground.
Amen.
I'll say it's getting good. He goes on a little later, you know. He goes on and he'll do things like strike the rock and water comes out. Manna from heaven. It doesn't get good for a little while yet. The best in the life of Moses is yet to come. You know, as I consider my personal failures, and I don't care who we are. You know, we all wind up sitting at the well, thinking about our mistakes.
Amen.
But the good news is, if God's still got us around, he's not done with us yet. And I would much prefer to look at what's ahead as being the best is yet to come.
Amen.
And I know that's true. You say, Brother Doug, you don't know what the future holds. Yes, I do. My future's heaven. The best is yet to come. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know that my God holds tomorrow. And I know that he'll never leave me nor forsake me, whether I'm sitting by the well or he's working mighty things through my life. He'll be there.
Praise God.
The best is yet to come. I give you this message tonight, the master's class. I think one of the first lessons that Moses had to learn was sitting by the well. That the best is yet to come. Are you tonight? You may be discouraged and disappointed. You may be at one of those times where, boy, you just can't stand. You're just thinking God's done with you. No, he's not. Back up. Take a look. And learn your lesson. Okay? That's pretty important. If you don't learn anything from the school of hard knocks, you've wasted a lot of good time. Right? Learn your lesson. But look forward to the good that God has in store for your future. Amen?
Amen.
Let's all stand.